The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Something, and then they kind of feel like, okay, now I'm here. And now I'm ready to be with you. Now I'm ready to do this activity. So this is the idea of arriving. And so, you know, in big ways, people say that, I just need time to arrive. But there's also doing that in small ways, in subtle ways. This morning I was brushing my teeth, and I do this twice a day, every day. So I was doing my brushing my teeth, and there was a little bit of momentum inside of me to move on to the next thing, because I wanted to leave and get for a meeting I had. So I was kind of like, I noticed I haven't arrived at brushing my teeth. I'm not here to just brush my teeth. I'm thinking about what's next, and I'm I could feel this physical momentum of like, you know, head out of the bathroom, you know, and because you know, other things were more important than brushing my teeth, right? The next thing. So I saw that, I could feel it physically, and so then I kind of stood up and was here, and then I just arrived, just in brushing my teeth. I arrived to brushing my teeth, and then I just became. All I was a person who was brushing his teeth. That's all. I had arrived. Sit down to meditate, and part of meditation is to arrive here. And sometimes it's not so easy to arrive here because they're here too. The mind is thinking about other things, other times. There's also momentum of our feelings and what went on. And so some people, you know, if they sit for, maybe meditate for half an hour, some people halfway through or three quarters of the way through, they feel, oh, I've arrived. I'm finally here. You know, of course I was here before, but most of my mind hadn't caught up to the fact that I was here. I was thinking about things, I was spinning, I was had other concerns, and then now those have finally abated and quiet enough, oh, now I'm finally here. I've arrived. So this movement of arriving is very important, very useful, because it's only when you've arrived that you can really connect to what's happening, really be present for what's happening in a full way, that you're fully there to register it, to feel it, to know it. You're really there fully to offer yourself to what's needed at the moment, you know, you're here to do this thing, to be with this person, whatever it is. And you no longer have a veil of preoccupations and other momentum that's keeping you from really kind of seeing and participating in what's happening here. So this movement of arriving, to take time to arrive, to remember to arrive so that you can be mindful. If the instructions are, you know, just be mindful all the time, just be mindful, that's nice, but some people neglect to notice that in order to be mindful, you have to first arrive. Your mindfulness is not really, that's the quality of it is going to be a lot weaker. Okay, let's take a time to arrive in this activity. Let's arrive at this place. Let me be here for this. So last week I was at the retreat center and I was at the buffet table and there were, you know, three, four dishes or something in the row that you put on your plate. And there also, was I going to arrive for each dish that was being offered? Or was I going to be in there to get the food, get it served, the momentum, and swept up in the momentum of doing and getting and being done and getting out in a good place to sit so that I could have my lunch before anybody else got that good place. That momentum, or am I still kind of thinking about the conversations I had in the morning and kind of lingering, not really there, hardly noticing what they're offering as a food. That's not so important. What's important is reviewing these conversations, and so I'm not there. Or do I arrive for each dish? So I'm there. Oh, there's the rice. I'm here, just me and the rice. I've arrived. And I'll serve myself, and when that's done, then I move over, and then it's a little moment, it's like a fraction of a second, to arrive at the tofu. I'm arrived here now at this dish. And the physical momentum of the body keep wanting to move on or to want things or get things, is abated because now my body is here to be here with this thing. It helps, like in something like when you're to do it physically, because I've noticed in myself that, like something like that, I might be having a posture of serving myself at the buffet table where my posture is already geared towards moving on. You know, I'm already turned and twisted to the next thing. And, you know, it's like, but to physically stand there and be directly facing the food, and, you know, the rice, it's just you and me. You know, this is it. You know, we're here. And then, so the physically we're kind of arrived. And mentally we try to arrive and just be here. And then go to the next thing and arrive there. And it can be a fraction of a moment. It doesn't have to be a big deal. But viscerally, kind of physically, there's a different feeling of stability when you take the time to arrive and are here. Different feeling of stability, substantiality, of kind of, there's something valuable here that is not felt if you're just constantly always moving on. And then there's nothing valuable here. It's always in the movement and what's next. But where is anything going to be valuable if it's not going to be here? The physical sense, the embodied sense of this here is important. And you would think that maybe the rice isn't important. You know, the rice, just the rice. You know, how many times I've had rice. There's something rice again, you know. And, you know. But it's not so important the rice exactly. What's important is your presence. And what you're doing when you're arriving is that you are willing to kind of inhabit, embody what's happening in that moment for you without the momentum carrying you away, without being distracted, without being caught up and separated, but because it's, your presence is important. There's, you're enhanced, you're valuable if you arrive and you're really here. It's like, I don't know, it hasn't happened in many, many, maybe decades for me, but there was some times when I went to some kind of party or some kind of public event with a lot of people, and there's someone there, maybe someone important, who was shaking hands, and you know, shake hands with them, and by the time that our hands joined, their hand went limp. And they were off to looking at the next person. You're like, wait a minute. You know, wait a minute. We're about to make contact. And you just kind of like veered off. And then I've had people who kind of, they took my hand and shook it. And I felt that they were fully there. Like they were there and like they had arrived. We were here, connected. There's something valuable for us as individuals, for us when we arrive. It doesn't really matter, maybe, so much what we arrive for. When you're driving your car and you stop for a red light, you don't have to arrive there because you can just have your gas, one foot on the gas and one on the brake and just kind of like ready to go, you know, just like rearing to go, kind of staring at the light and like, you know, is it turning? It's about to turn, you know, just ready to go. That's one approach. Another approach is I've stopped, the light is red, I'm going to be here now. This is the experience of the moment. Let me arrive. But I have important things to think. Okay? If you need to, please. But there's a deep satisfaction to arriving, to being here. And maybe at that red light, you take a moment to breathe and arrive here. And then you can do some of your thinking. You don't have to stay there, but viscerally, experientially, it's a difference of arriving. I'm here. To be here, fully here. Take the moment. And you'll have 10,000, 100,000 opportunities through a day to arrive. You're standing in line at the supermarket, and there's maybe four people ahead of you. Each time it moves forward, you have a chance to arrive there. And then again. There might be more important things you can think of doing, like looking at the inquiring, what is it called? You know, the magazines, you know, the headlines. And, you know, and get yourself educated. But I suspect that it actually has a deeper meaning to arrive. And by the time you get up to the supermarket clerk, are you again kind of in a hurry to get out? Or what is it like if you arrive, just be there, it's you and the clerk, so that you can make some contact? Occasionally, I've met a supermarket clerk who was ready to meet me. And there's eyes meeting, it's kind of sweet to really. And I suspect that they don't have that experience that often with people who actually arrive and are there to meet them. So there's these mundane, kind of simple daily life examples. And there's examples of meditation. There's examples of meeting a friend who's in crisis. And you've learned, you've trained yourself to arrive, so you're there with your friend. The idea of arriving. Arrive, and then your mindfulness will be much richer. Your ability to be present and see what's going on, whether it's within you or around you, will become much deeper, fuller, more complete. So to arrive, very important, very useful concept for the practice of mindfulness. May you arrive many times every day. So thank you very much for coming and being here.